That's the best we've done on the last couple bits there. That's really, really good. How are we feeling?
Good
to be doing something other than a couple Christmas songs. I think that's nice. Will you humor me, and just before we leave, I'm going to review the ending tag of the May night, just to see if we can get a little bit of this to stick in there by next week. Also, I want you to give yourself an ear as we do the tag. And I want to hear beats 1 and 2. The basses, when you do that movement up to the F, we need to bring the F out a little bit. So those first two chords in measure 51. Can we sing the first chord go? Bass. Yeah, and you just stay there. You don't move at all. Leads. Okay, again. First two chords go. Now you need to get louder when the basses do the movement up. And we have the distance between those two parts. You have that tritone right there. Okay, here's the first two chords of that measure again. Go. And now final chord. Yeah. Good. Do the whole tag now. Tenors. Once, 3 and 4 and go. Great, everybody, here's my cheek. Lead, start us out. Yeah, my. Good again, go. Mode yet? Here we go. Spend a few minutes here at the very end before we sing our final song. Why don't you just listen all the way through it? Let me take the paper apart here. Why don't you listen to just the chord tonalities and try to read along to the text and get a flavor for what the text and the music is doing together. I haven't put together a learning track yet because I wanted to just see how it flew. I want to throw it out there and just kind of see. But I want to get some opinions on what you think. I think it could be a really unique and interesting thing to do. And I like the in my eyes but one tear sections. I love those. That's one of my favorite.